This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Sports Talk here on the Big 870. Mike Dettelia along with Charlie Long in studio in our second hour of Sports Talk and on our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line. One of the newer members of the New Orleans Saints, Valus Jones Jr. Valus, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me.
Valus, first time I heard about you, there was an LSU assistant coach that told me, hey, you ought to see this guy from Alabama. He's right outside of Mobile. Can he run? And then so I started keeping up with you on the recruiting stuff, and then you end up at USC and then finishing up at Tennessee. But that was an LSU assistant coach. I don't know how hard LSU recruited you, but, boy, he talked it up about you when you were in high school.
Oh, I bet. You know, speed runs in the family. I could definitely fly like the wind. But, yeah, you got to get on him. I like LSU. I don't think I got the offer.
I think you were on the what they call a B list, but I do know he's on the offensive side of the football. He'd assigned 12 receivers if he could have. That's all I can tell you. So you can sort of figure it out on that end. He might have got pushed away a little bit toward the end. But two questions here. What brought you to New Orleans? What was the main thing here with Kellen Moore and Saints starting up and you? And did you grow up being a Saints fan?
I was my agent brought it to my notice with Coach Moore and, like, the new staff. It was definitely a fresh start, and I just like their system and how they utilize their guys. And so I felt like I fit in just right. Really excited about OTAs, diving in the playbook. And, yeah, definitely ready to get to work. And I'm familiar with a lot of guys on the team, former Tennessee players as well.
Yeah, I know it had to be what Alante was in his last year, and you went to Tennessee. So there's a connection there with you and Alante Taylor, correct?
Yeah, we was roommates.
Okay.
At college, our last year at Tennessee.
When the Saints put out this sheet – they had you listed as a running back. So I'm going to ask you, Have they talked to you about exactly what position? Because, you know, we saw a little bit of Hard Knocks on HBO, and they had you kind of doing a little bit of a dual role as a receiver, running back. And I know you can return the ball as a punt kick returner.
Yeah.
So what was explained to you before you signed up? Were you going to play running back? And also, was the return game part of it also?
Oh, yeah, for sure. The whole deal, I'm pretty sure, yeah, they're going to utilize me in the backfield, out the backfield, all different type of ways, just how versatile I am, how good I am with the ball in my hands.
When things didn't, because everybody's got a different journey in life, but for you, that
sure.
Final year at Tennessee, I think you got on everybody's radar real quickly because you made a ton of plays for the Volunteers your senior season there, not only in the return game, but also as a receiver. So, man, you a unique player that you could be used, and it helps, too, with roster spots that you could play both running back and wide receiver.
Yeah, I could play both. Outside, I played in the outside of Tennessee. mainly in the slot. That last year, it was just like easier for them to get the ball in my hands, and they found a lot of creative ways, with some drawn up plays just so I can get the ball in my hands and get going. And so I feel like what I do, yards after catch, yards after contact, I feel like it's rare, especially with my speed and size as well. It's rare to have that body type.
One of the things, Velas, I always say this about Josh. He don't look the part of Lane Kiffin, but that's a lot of Lane Kiffin and Josh Heupel. Almost stuff like, okay, I'm going to show you how it's done real quickly. Almost like you drew it up in the dirt, and he comes up with stuff to get people open downfield. And I see some of that, too, in Kellen Moore. So in your conversation, is there sort of a little bit of similarities offensively, mindset-wise, between a Josh Heupel and a Kellen Moore?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I say, like you said, they find ways to, you know, get guys open downfield, utilize them, deep threat, mid-range. So, yeah, I could definitely see that. I think I will fit in just well with the offense.
Charlie?
Velas, Mike always says speed never had a bad day in his life. And so I just wanted to have you introduce yourself to the Who Dat Nation and what they can expect from that game-breaking explosive speed.
Oh, man. A lot of excitement when I get the ball in my hands, and if I'm in open field with the ball in my hands, it's a touchdown.
One of the things, too, I think you could bring to the table is in the return game. And I think that's a big asset for you, in that not only your versatility, but you've had a lot of experience as both a punt and kick returner. I know maybe a little bit more as a kickoff guy, but your thoughts on returning kicks at the NFL level?
You said what's my thoughts?
Yeah, your thoughts about doing either both or one of the two.
Kickoff return, definitely, like with the new rule, definitely give guys an advantage. I know a main part of the new rule was, you know, kickoff return was like one of the most exciting part, you know, when people get to the stadium because they didn't want to miss kickoff because anything can happen. I mean, you had great returners like people, you know, I looked up to with Devin Hester. I was a big Percy Harvin fan. Like, you know, like anything can happen any second. And so that was a big part of the rule, just to bring the excitement back in the kicking aspect when it came to kickoff return. And so definitely I'm looking forward to it. You know, I don't even want to even speak much about it. Just ready, you know, for, you know, the joint practice, camp, the roll around in the preseason, you know, just to show the staff, like, what they got in me when they signed me.
Felix, is there a player, and you brought up Percy Harvin, interesting. Is there a player that you sort of, that's the guy I want to be if I get to the pro level? If you was high school or college, that's the guy I want to be like. Was there a guy like that?
I would say, yeah. I took a lot of my game in high school. I was, you know, pretty good at returning, especially like kickoff return. I watched a lot of film on Percy Harvin. That was one of my favorite players of all time. I was a big Florida Gators fan growing up. So, you know, the Percy Harvin, the Solomon Patton that played at Florida. Yeah, when it came to, like, returning. And also I watched some Devin Smith as well, my old Ohio State Buckeye guy. Just like the game, the playmaking abilities, deep ball abilities, and especially with Percy Harvin, how they was able to use him in the backfield, and he can go to slot and make a big play as well, especially yards after the catch. So, like those guys, but specifically Percy Harvin really modeled my game growing up around his. That was like, you know, one of the most electrifying players in like college football history.
No question about it. Velas, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Want to welcome you to New Orleans. And, man, you back down south. You know, that Chicago, it gets kind of cold in the wintertime. It gets cold every once in a while downhill. But, man, welcome to the New Orleans community and to the Who Dat Nation.
Most definitely. Shout out Sarah Land and the Blackjacks.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Velas Jones, welcome. Jr., running back, wide receiver, return man. You heard him say, hey, I'll play anywhere they want me to. But it sounds like he may get his first shot at halfback with the Saints.